A U.S. district court judge in Alaska has halted enforcement of a new law that would prohibit bookstores and websites from distributing materials deemed harmful to minors. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
On Wednesday, Chief U.S. District Court Judge Ralph Beistlein issued a preliminary injunction against a new aspect of Alaska law that was included in Senate Bill 222. That bill was approved unanimously during this year's session of the Alaska Legislature and signed by Governor Parnell in May. The governor introduced the bill and hailed its passage by noting that it was part of his 10-year plan to end the scourge of domestic violence and sexual assault in Alaska. At issue is a provision of the law that some free speech advocates claim could make it illegal to allow minors to in any way gain access to indecent material. One of the plaintiffs in the case is the ACLU of Alaska, which has been following the bill since it was put forward by Governor Parnell. The executive director of the ACLU of Alaska is Jeffrey Mittman.
ACLU and the plaintiffs certainly understand and support the need to protect children and to appropriately go after online predators. Unfortunately, the way that the statute was drafted, it was poorly written, and it could encompass a material that you or I would buy or read online or in a bookstore.
The lead attorney for the plaintiffs is Michael Bamberger with the law firm of SNR Denton. He says the new law required booksellers and others to know the age of their customers and the content of everything that could be purchased by a minor.
In the bookstore context, for example, it would require that the bookstore owner know or learn the content of all of the material within the store, and so that he or she could decide whether it was appropriate to be sold to a minor of a given age.
Bamberger claims similar laws have been struck down 18 times. The defendant in the case is Alaska Attorney General Dan Sullivan, who claims that the law was designed to prosecute those predators who use pornography to groom children for sexual abuse. A spokesman for the Alaska Department of Law confirmed that all of the state's prosecutors have been notified of the preliminary injunction. Bill McAllister says the Attorney General's office is reviewing the decision, but still believes the law to be constitutional. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.